Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you on this All Sons and Daughters Day here on Listen Read, Bryce, Bubbly, and Brunch. And what a blessing it is to be with you on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon, and I hope that your Sunday is going well, and I certainly hope that the sun is shining upon you gloriously and brightly on today in your heart, and you are manifesting that by your praise and your worship, and by your behavior. Hallelujah. And I tell you, what a blessing it is to be here with you on this week for Listen Reads Prize Bubbly Brunch on the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I am honored, as always, to be here with you to share what the Lord is speaking and saying to His church. Glory be to God. Having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I tell you, we are His glorious bride. We are His workmanship. We are the sheep of His pasture. And what a beautiful day to be saved. Glory be to God to be saved. And that is the whole reason why I'm here, is because I've been converted. I'm born again of the water and the Spirit. My name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I have eternal life. Glory be to God. And that makes me a witness for Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, took my place, paid the ransom, hallelujah, bore my sins, allowed His body to be broken, His blood to be shed for my sins, and not only my sins, but the sins of the whole world. So I hope today that you are saved and born again. And you have the blessed assurance of knowing that when your time comes, you will spend time in eternity. And that's the whole reason why I'm here. And it's just a blessing to remember that, not to get caught up in gifts and ministries and all that stuff, because many people are not going to make it to heaven. They have forfeited and lost their place in heaven because of shenanigans and buffoonery and turning aside to lies and bribes and just getting in air, get it in the air. And that's so sad. That's so sad. And one thing that is a woe, and certainly it's a beware, is losing your place in salvation or going to be met by God in his judgment for what we do to his people. Jesus is really serious about that, adamant about that. He said, you did it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. And that's why the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of the gospel is so important, which includes the epistles. Amen? Jesus made it plain. Jesus made it plain. And I just feel led to say this, you know, really say this, because it's something that is amiss in among those who profess Christ. And it needs to be remembered because there's no big I in little you. We all are one in Christ Jesus. And that's one thing Jesus said in him coming into the earth realm in his likeness of sinful flesh and teaching us and showing us way back to the Father, reconciling us to the Father. And everything he taught, it was about love. And one thing he taught the disciples was about stewardship. And minding your own business, working with your own hands, and our commission, which we all have, our testimony, which each of us should have based on the witness of Christ. So I just wanted to just say that. I felt like to say that because when we forget or we get caught up in other things, that has nothing to do with why we are, we're chosen and called for such a time as this to preach the gospel in any way that we can and spread the good news and encourage someone, when we lose sight of that, that's when you get into trouble. So I pray that you're keeping it simple and that you let nothing move you from the simplicity which is in Christ Jesus. And that's the word of God. And a simple word could be your breakthrough. And unfortunately, a lot of people have gotten so bougie in the spirit and so grown with all the prophetic stuff that they have moved away from the simplicity, which is in Christ Jesus. So I really pray for you if you are in error. This time of Lent, this time in this season, is meant for us to examine ourselves. We need to examine ourselves that we may eat and drink worthily, being partakers of the body of Christ and from those who are the ministry gifts who come and share with us words of encouragement and lift us up. And doing that so, he said, many eat and drink damnation to their souls. So I'm always mindful of how I treat the members of the body of Christ. All souls are his. I didn't call myself. He called me in. The thing is to remember whose we are and why he chose us and called us for such time as this. Now, I'm excited about this exhortation because as you have probably already done, you're spring forth. The time is sprung forth, and we are going to be enjoying more daylight as the days come. And this was really befitting. And I'm like, Lord, what I'm going to speak. I didn't even know what I was going to speak on. And he just said, springing forth. I'm like, oh, okay, God. And I tell you, I quickly, within just like really 30 minutes, was able to get this message together by the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, when he said, take no thought what you should eat, what you should say, I'll give you in that hour, this, he literally did. And that God is my witness on that. He really did. So I'm really excited to minister this today and declare to you that we are springing forth. He is springing us forth. Hallelujah. And I have a couple of scriptures I'm going to share with you. And I had to really edit this. I didn't want to be so long. I'm still at my Facebook post because, again, everything I wanted to put on in the description box wouldn't fit. So I'm at my Facebook post. Either you can go to Lisa Marie's The Virgin Lane, or you can go to brideofchrist.org on Facebook or Twitter. On Twitter, Lisa Marie's The Virgin Lane on Twitter. And the first scripture that I want to declare to you in our springing forth in this new season, this new equinox, is Isaiah 61:7-11. And this was so divine when he gave me this. I was just really shouting because it really speaks to this season, this year being the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Year of leap year. And Isaiah the prophet, one of the major prophets who prophesied our Messiah, our Christ, said in verse 7, "For your shame you shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion." So this is God saying, for everything that you've gone through, for the shame that the enemy has caused you, trying to put you to an open shame, trying to embarrass you, he said, "I'm going to give you double." He said, "For your confusion and your bewilderment when you were didn't know where the attacks were coming from, even why," he said, "my recompense will be that you, they shall rejoice in their portion." Hallelujah. You're going to rejoice in your portion. And that's the thing about, as I was saying yesterday, about God supplying our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Well, I didn't say that yesterday. I think I was sharing that with my sister who I was talking to on the phone, how God said he would supply every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But God has given us our portion. That he has. He's given us our measure. And he determines how much more we need. He goes on to say, "Therefore, in their land shall they possess the double." Hallelujah. In your position, in your place, you shall possess the double. Hallelujah. "Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for I, the Lord, love judgment, hate robbery for burnt offering." So he's saying, "I love judgment." He loves when we judge righteously. And this is the, that's one of the things that he was really speaking to me, and I always decree and declare, being his prophetess, being a prophetic voice, and me being for the throne, it's my mantle and my position before God is to judge a thing. And God said, "I love judgment." And he loves righteous judgment. Again, there's nothing wrong with judging, but we should judge righteously. And it's also important for you to note that God has no respect of persons when it comes to his judgment. So he loves when we love judgment, love his judgment, which is just, which is what Jesus always declared in his teaching. He said, "I hate robbery for burnt offering." So that means using your offerings, using offerings as a way to rob someone of that which is rightfully theirs. Scratching it, scratching somebody's palms or buying favor. I hate robbery. Preferring someone over another based on personal reasons or desires. He goes on to say, "I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct the work, will direct their work in truth." Hallelujah. That means our work will be directed in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Glory be to God. And I tell you, this is, it was so exciting because it just expounded what he was saying to me about the perfect law of liberty, looking to the perfect law of liberty, and I was just really present for that, for my everlasting covenant that I am in with him by being joined to Father God by way of Jesus. And I tell you, I was just praising him last night about how he changes not. I, the Lord, thy God, change not. Now, I'm going to go on to the next verse where it says, "And her seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord had blessed." Hallelujah. So that means that you don't have to try to toot your own horn. You don't have to try to get attention. People are going to see the blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. Like, as I was saying in the message yesterday about our birthright, how the seal of God upon us will speak for itself. They shall acknowledge them that they are the blessed of the Lord and the seed of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will be identify us as being the Lord's. Hallelujah. Whom the Lord has blessed. And that's so important to be able to identify in these days who's truly blessed of the Lord. having a lot of money and something and things is wonderful and fine, but it does not define being blessed of the Lord. Certainly he gives us those things because he delights in the prosperity of his servants. But to be truly blessed of the Lord comes in ways that's beyond the tangible. And he goes on to say, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. He's talking about his soul. For he had clothed me with the garments of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah, the robe of righteousness. And that speaks of the adorning. Hallelujah. It says, as a bridegroom decking himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorning herself with her jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Hallelujah. Before all nations. Glory be to God. And I tell you, as I was praising God for this, and he gave me this a couple hours ago, I was just blessing him because when God speaks, he speaks to all of his creation. He speaks to all the inhabitants of the earth. Hallelujah. And so this is truly is a word that's in its season because of that which is blossoming and that which is budding. Amen. As the ground thaws itself or ready itself for the spring season. And I know April used to get a lot of showers and rain, but this really is a birthing time. The time that we for our harvest. And as I share with you, hallelujah. And that's why he gave me the other part of this blessed message that he said in coming and calling it forth. Amen. We can call it forth. We can decree a thing, and he said, I'll bring it to pass. So this is a great time to make our decrees and our declarations, set our intentions, set our heart, make sure our heart is fixed and it's pure. So when those seeds, God begin to plant those seeds and begin to bring those impartation when it comes to us in our time of visitation, we can receive it. Amen. Being the wise virgins, not drunken with wine, we're in excess, but we're sober-minded, diligently awaiting for his appearance. Now, another scripture is Isaiah 42:9 in the 10th verse, where he says, Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, that the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar do it inhabit, that the inhabitants of the rock sing. Hallelujah. That the inhabitants of the rock sing. Glory be to God. Let them shout from the top of the mountain. Glory be to God. And I tell you, that's elevation right there. That's promotion right there. That's where I live. Glory be to God. I live in the high and holy places, says God. And I thank the Lord for that because he said he will safely put us upon our high places. Glory be to God. And he says in the previous verse, let the wilderness and the cities lift up their voice. Hallelujah. God wants our voice to be heard in the earth. Glory be to God. He wants our voice to be heard in our villages, in our land that he put us in. The lands that he calls us to inhabit, that means to dwell. Another thing that I was blessing for, again, was what he was saying about the season that we're in and that how we have the power of God within us to speak things forth and to declare things and even speak to things so they can come back to life. To be restored, and that's one of the things that we have to be aware of as believers, which is the power of the tongue. The word of God says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it eat the fruit thereof. So our thoughts and our words have immediate manifestations, and so it's important for us to speak that which only will speak life, and curse that or denounce that or renounce that which is not supposed to be. And again, the only way we can do that to make sure is that we're not sowing any tares by our deeds, our wrong deeds, our wrong actions. Because again, you can't plant seeds for an apple tree and get raisins. It's not going to happen. Our fruit and our intentions have to line up with the Word of God, and most importantly, with God's character, the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, in coming and calling it forward in its season, amen, because whenever Jesus did something, he did it in its season. And oftentimes when he did things, it was out of season, but it was because of the demand and the need that superseded that time. But again, we are on God's will and his timing for our life, so we do things according to his order. Amen. And that we know in part and we prophesy in part. So the thing about respecting God and respecting the universe and respecting what he chooses to do when he chooses to do it, it's not getting ahead of him, not provoking him or using our giftings in a way to try to hasten things that it's not meant to come to pass. And if it is, God will bring it to pass according to his purpose. So we have to be careful in the power that we have in manifesting things that only will come to naught or be burnt up if it's tried by the fire. God said he will do that. And I'll try by the fire. And if it burn up, then we're one. Back to scratch. But he was saying that we have to make sure what we be careful what we manifest in this hour, that it's not of flesh. Or comes from darkness or from a familiar spirit, because everything that we manifest and we birth gives glory to God. Amen. Has the seed of God in it. Amen. And anything that has the seed of God overcomes. Glory be to God. And it will bear witness in heaven and in earth. And most importantly, we'll give account for what we birth. Now, and calling it forward and coming forward in your season and it's time for harvest is always by faith. Always by faith. Not of works, we see the man shall boast. By the faith of Christ, the faith that was once delivered to us, and it's also by our faith based on our movement. And for that, I was given John, the 11th chapter, the 40th and the 45th verse. And this is Jesus. Testament of John, where Jesus was speaking and said to her, to the woman whom he was speaking with, I said, I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they looked away. They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Now, I probably should have started this from verse 38 to get to keep it in context, but I started at 40. But this is where he was performing a miracle and calling forth Lazarus from the grave. And this is the same power that we have. And using that power correctly, not to curse people, not to use the power of willing things by the flesh and by second source of prayers, but by the power of God, the Ruach of God, amen, that is in us by way of the deposit of the Holy Spirit. Now he goes on to say, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hurteth me. But because of the people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. So the confidence Jesus had in God, he knew that God heard his prayers. He was confident in his prayer. For those who stood by, for those who, so it could be a testament that God is with him and that they may believe, which stand by, which means they were onlookers. He said, I say it that they may believe that thou sent me. And that is really, really powerful as we come into this new spring season, that the thing that we speak, we don't speak it in any other name but in the name of Jesus. And when we speak, we're speaking to those who believe and those who would believe, who want to believe. Hallelujah. So God will do things on the behalf of those who are watching us. And I tell you, that's something he has always done for me. Because people who see us and believe our testimony and believe God is with us, they want to see. They want to see some signs. And that's okay. You know, and I used to do it before I got saved. Lord, this person is really up to you, Lord. Give me a sign. Let me see if this person, show me that you're with this person. Because I really want to believe. And they say what they're saying is real. Then give me a sign. And he would or he wouldn't. So, you know, God will do things on our behalf when it's for his glory. And again, this is Jesus acting and being as what? The intercessor. The only one who has the power to pass both soul and hell in hell, but he has the power to resurrect. So going on to the next verse, he says, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen these things, which Jesus did, believed on him. Glory be to God. So as a result of his confidence in God, him using his ability and the power that he was, that was given to him by God for God's glory, he calls Lazarus from the dead. And the thing about this is that he responded. Lazarus came forth because of the voice and the command of Jesus. And that's why we can't cast out devils in our name and command people and command the devil in our name. He's going to laugh at you. Jesus came forth because Jesus was not only the Son of God and God in the flesh, but because he spoke by the power of God. And his soul heard the command that came from the Word of God. And he was brought forth. Because, again, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he had life in him. Glory be to God. And so when he called him forth, he was loosed. And he said, loose him and let him go. So he commanded death to release him. And that's the same power we have. We have the power over death to rebuke death. Glory be to God. And to call that which is dead back to life. And the things that may have died in your life, the things that seems to be laying dormant in your life, God said, call it forth. Call it forth by the Ruha and the power of God. And the thing about this thing about calling forth, we have to make sure that we're in a place of purity. Purity. And the thing that Jesus made Jesus so powerful was not just because he was the Son of God coming in the flesh, because he lived holy. He was holy. In the universe. And the power of God set him free. So we have the power to speak those things and call those things back to life. Amen. And that's why he said, what I bless, no man can curse, and who I curse, no man can bless. Because when God free, which is speaking of liberty here, that was, again, in line with what he was saying yesterday, walking in the perfect law of liberty and walking in the liberty where he had made us free. And, again, our liberty and us being loosed from some things will be by our soul and our spirit. Again, can Satan cast out Satan? Cannot. And because Jesus did this for those who wanted to believe and those who believed, God granted and gave them the power. And that's why I love the beginning verses of this scripture where he said and showed us how he prayed. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father. He directed the prayers of the Father. He wasn't calling this forth from within himself. He acknowledged the power came from God, even though he was God in the flesh. So again, that speaks to accountability. That speaks to acknowledging where the power comes from. So you need to be careful and check people and make sure that when you see miracles happen, signs, wonders happen, that make sure they're coming by the power of God. And you only can discern that and know that if you try the spirit by the spirit and know that they are of God. Amen. And as it says, the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. So those Jews who were devout in their faith, and holding to the Old Testament, became Jewish believers in Jesus because what they saw with their own two eyes. Hallelujah. And so I encourage you, if you really want to know the Lord and the pardon in your sins, it's okay to ask him to show you who he is. He'll do it. He will do it. I asked him, I said, Lord, I need you to show me who you are. I need you to reveal yourself to me one-on-one. Really, I mean, it wasn't that I was above anything or anyone, and I really need to know God for myself. So when I tell you I know him in a part of my sins, it's because of what he did for me, and that saved my life. And when the enemy comes to try to take my life in any type of form, whether it be accusations and investigations or anything he tried to do to try to discredit me, God is always there. And so it's important to remember that, we all are sinners on this earth. We really are. And as believers, we should be forgiving one another. Amen. And leave the judgment up to God and to question our motives. The Word of God says love covers a multitude of sins. And we shouldn't be trying to expose people playing God because you don't understand somebody else's spirituality, which you're not supposed to because it's not yours. So I'm just excited. I'm excited about this message, and I'm so glad I was able to minister it all in the 45 minutes that I had. I'm excited about this new season and this bringing forth and coming forth of new things and the things that he's speaking to us as his church, his bride, the fivefold ministry gifts. I'm excited, and I'm excited to continue administering the word of the Lord and by my commission through and by Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and all the birthings. And I'm just thanking and praising God for you who support me here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9, as well as Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. I bless you and blessings, and I ask that you continue to pray for me as I continue on my journey of faith and love. with my Heavenly Father. And I pray your feet in the Lord. And I pray that any need you have, any prayer requests you have, know that I truly do pray for those who listen to my broadcast. I really do. I take you up before the Lord, and I pray God's special visitation upon your life and answer prayers and impartations and even the anointing, the mantle that rests upon me. You will definitely be a partaker of it. Amen. So with that, I'm going to bid you farewell for now. I will speak with you later on in the week. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon and enjoy your work week. Bless you.